If you want to attract better outcomes in your relationships and out of life, then you need to master the art of detachment. Detachment doesn't mean that you just stop caring about everything. It just means that you're not going to place all of your happiness on whether or not something happens or on whether or not someone does something to validate you. When we want some kind of outcome in our lives, whether that's to have something, earn a certain amount of money, or have some kind of relationship, the actual desire below that is some feeling that we want to experience. If you're only focused on the outcome and you are so attached to seeing something happen, you're never going to actually see anything happen. Let me know in the comments where you're watching this video from. I love to know where you guys are at. The more that you focus on the fact that you don't have this thing or you don't have the perfect relationship, the more it's going to send you to negative emotions, the more you're going to feel resentful, stressed, feeling hopeless, like you'll never be able to have what you want. Then you'll start to feel that you're not worthy, that you're simply not good enough. Or you'll start to project those judgments onto other people. You'll start to feel that other people are bad and no one else can be trusted. No one else will show up for you. No one cares about you. Other people are evil and other people don't know how to be in a healthy relationship. Instead of thinking all of these thoughts and assigning so much meaning to everything that everyone else does, focus on what you can control. What you can control is how you feel. What you can control is how you interpret things. When you detach from your external reality, you will naturally start to attract better things into your life. You will start to realize everything is your interpretation. Because every single thing that happens, every single object, every single situation can be perceived differently by different people. So when I was moving in with my boyfriend, who is now my fiance, I was really excited because I didn't really like my previous living situation, and I was really excited to be able to pack up all of my things and start over in a home with my partner where I felt truly safe and truly at peace. If I approached that situation with a negative mindset, I could easily find things to complain about. Because I had to pack up all of my things. I had to get rid of a lot of my furniture because it didn't fit into this house where I'm living now. I had to make sacrifices with myself, right? I had to make sacrifices by moving to a completely different city. I liked the old city that I was living in. I knew it. I had all of my favorite things. I had all of my friends there. So I had to move to a completely different place. I could have easily had that whole situation happen and been upset about it. I could have been angry about it. I could have said, ugh, why does my boyfriend live so far away? Why am I moving in with him? Why can't he come over here and get a new house here? It's not fair. I feel completely out of control. I'm losing all of my friends. I'm having to get rid of furniture. This is just the worst situation ever. And then that would affect my relationship negatively and it would create problems between us. So any situation that happens to you, it has a negative side and it has a positive side. When you think about the positive aspects of a situation, you are quantum leaping into a different reality. Your current reality is neutral. If you have no positive or negative emotions about anything, you will stay exactly where you are and you will remain neutral. When you have an experience and you label it as a negative experience, that triggers negative emotions. Negative emotions take you to negative realities. When you think about the positive side of the same situation, you feel positive emotions. And so that will quantum leap you into a positive reality. And that is how you move through life, one situation at a time, one choice at a time. Every time you make a choice to live in a positive world and live in a positive emotion, you take one more choice. Your choices add up over time. So the more you choose positive, 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 then positive things start happening on autopilot. You don't have to set so many intentions and meditate so much and say so many affirmations all the time. You'll start to be able to just do it whenever it feels right. But in the beginning, when you are first trying to detach from your old reality and get out of the negative cycle that's keeping you experiencing negative emotions, you need to have tools that you trust and that you believe in that are going to uplift your mindset. Your mindset is everything, because the way that you think and the way that you perceive things changes how you feel. And how you feel is actually truly what manifests your reality. It's a choice that you make every single day. So change your interpretations, change your thinking. If you're still watching this, then go ahead and leave a star emoji in the comments so I know who's the star. If you want to master detachment and manifest more of what you want, use affirmations. Positive affirmations are extremely powerful because with one statement, you can instantly change the way that you're feeling. That's why I created my affirmation cards, because you can literally pull any card at any moment, and I'm telling you, just read it. Just read it. Don't have any expectations. Don't have any judgments. Don't make any assumptions. Just open your mind up. Read out a positive affirmation. Keep repeating the affirmation until you feel a different emotion. Then, once you feel a little bit better, go about your day. Keep it moving. Keep moving onwards. Keep moving upwards, because everything that you're doing is taking you closer to your purpose. And the more that you follow your intuition and the more that you detach from these outcomes and focus on yourself, focus on what you can control, the more that you're actually going to be pleasantly surprised by the universe. You're going to be pleasantly surprised by all the amazing things coming into your life. For the past couple of years, I've been experiencing a life where I feel happy for the first time ever. I actually feel aligned. I feel like everything's working out for me, truly. I'm no longer saying things and trying to convince myself of something better. I'm truly just relaxed and peaceful, and I have faith that I'm getting what I want. I'm getting better every single day. Even something as simple as making these cards, as designing them, getting them printed out, getting them shipped to Amazon and selling them on Amazon, that's a huge accomplishment for me. That's something that I've been dreaming about manifesting since I was 17 years old. And it wasn't until these past couple of years where I broke those negative emotional cycles and I started tapping into my spirituality and manifesting truly what I actually have wanted all of my life, but I haven't been confident enough to do it. So that's why I do what I do. That's why I make these videos. If you resonate with anything I've said and you want to work with me, all the links are in the description. If you want to go get my positive affirmation cards from Amazon, then go to shopaffirmations.com. All of my other resources are on my website. Go to modelpatty.com. Let me know in the comments if you have any questions or if you have any requests for future videos. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.